Section 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 11 to 20, choose the best answer. A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
E-scooters.
I keep on seeing these advertisements for e-scooters, and I'm tempted to buy one, Katie. When I visit my friends in London, we often rent e-scooters to get about. They're pretty handy.
Yes, but that's London, Jack. There are certain areas in London where using e-scooters is permitted, but it's not allowed where we live.
What about electric bikes? I see many people riding those around here.
That's true, but there's a legal distinction between the two. E-bikes have pedals and they are treated as bicycles, while e-scooters, lacking pedals, are considered motorized vehicles.
So when do you think e-scooters will become legal throughout the UK?
There are so many issues that need to be considered, such as age limits, safety concerns and insurance issues, that I don't see it happening anytime soon. The government has previously set dates for making a decision, but it keeps on putting it off. The issue has been further complicated by the fact that many cities like Paris have got fed up with e-scooters and have chosen to ban them altogether.
I keep on seeing these advertisements for e-scooters, and I'm tempted to buy one, Katie. When I visit my friends in London, we often rent e-scooters to get about. They're pretty handy.
Yes, but that's London, Jack. There are certain areas in London where using e-scooters is permitted, but it's not allowed where we live.
What about electric bikes? I see many people riding those around here.
That's true, but there's a legal distinction between the two. E-bikes have pedals and they are treated as bicycles, while e-scooters, lacking pedals, are considered motorized vehicles.
So when do you think e-scooters will become legal throughout the UK?
There are so many issues that need to be considered, such as age limits, safety concerns, and insurance issues, that I don't see it happening anytime soon. The government has previously set dates for making a decision, but it keeps on putting it off. The issue has been further complicated by the fact that many cities like Paris have got fed up with e-scooters and have chosen to ban them altogether. Dinosaur footprints. When I was down at the beach on Sunday, a cafe owner there told me that some dinosaur footprints had been found in the rocks there a couple of months ago, Lewis.
That's right, Amy. They were discovered by a local amateur geologist, weren't they?
Exactly. She came across these marks on the rocks but wasn't able to identify them with certainty. So she asked the local university to send some geologists who worked there to verify them as dinosaur footprints.
Did you manage to see them yourself while you were at the beach?
I was given a leaflet detailing where they were, but I couldn't go looking because it was high tide, so they were covered by the sea. Another time, maybe.
Well, the tide will be out in the early evening. Let's look for them then, shall we?
Fantastic! I have doubts whether we will find them as they are apparently hard to spot. But I never say no to walking on the beach around sunset. When I was down at the beach on Sunday, a cafe owner there told me that some dinosaur footprints had been found in the rocks there a couple of months ago, Lewis.
That's right, Amy. They were discovered by a local amateur geologist, weren't they?
Exactly. She came across these marks on the rocks but wasn't able to identify them with certainty. So she asked the local university to send some geologists who worked there to verify them as dinosaur footprints.
Did you manage to see them yourself while you were at the beach?
I was given a leaflet detailing where they were, but I couldn't go looking because it was high tide, so they were covered by the sea. Another time, maybe.
Well, the tide will be out in the early evening. Let's look for them then, shall we?
Fantastic! I have doubts whether we will find them as they are apparently hard to spot. But I never say no to walking on the beach around sunset. The housing estate. I've just heard the local council has given the go-ahead to build that new housing estate on the edge of the town, Ben, with zero input from local residents.
I heard over 500 homes are to be built. Is that true, Jessica?
It is, but apart from a school and a few shops, they've made no other provisions for such a large increase to the local population. It's being built in a place with very limited access to bus routes, so residents will be using their cars to get about, meaning far more traffic jams. It'll be a nightmare.
For me, the tragedy is that it's being constructed on really picturesque farmland that is a real joy to walk through. Every year, more and more countryside is being swallowed up by urban expansion.
You're right. Soon, we'll have to travel far just to find a place where we can walk in natural surroundings. I've just heard the local council has given the go-ahead to build that new housing estate on the edge of the town, Ben, with zero input from local residents.
I heard over 500 homes are to be built. Is that true, Jessica?
It is, but apart from a school and a few shops, they've made no other provisions for such a large increase to the local population. It's being built in a place with very limited access to bus routes, so residents will be using their cars to get about, meaning far more traffic jams. It'll be a nightmare.
For me, the tragedy is that it's being constructed on really picturesque farmland that is a real joy to walk through. Every year, more and more countryside is being swallowed up by urban expansion.
You're right. Soon, we'll have to travel far just to find a place where we can walk in natural surroundings.